Well, I like to teach people to have a long testimony and a short testimony, because sometimes you only have time for a minute or two, and other times people say, let's have lunch and have together. So my testimony is that, little chipmunk.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe. My name is Tupos.
What is it?
Tupos.
Tupos?
That's my wife's sister, Ami. So my testimony is I pretty much grew up in a home that my dad was his family was a Lutheran, but he wasn't. He was an agnostic. My mother was a backslidden Catholic, hated the Catholic Church, but still believed in a lot. You know a lot of Catholics like that. And so I pretty much grew up in a normal, lower middle class family. When I was 12, my grandmother died, and it shook my world. She was everything to me. She's the only grandparent I ever knew. And I'd sit on her lap when I was 10, and she'd tell me stories and loved on me, and she died. And what really affected me was we lowered her in a grave.
Yeah.
And back then, we used to lower people in grave and then throw dirt on the coffin.
Sure.
And then we all threw our gloves in. And I stood there as a 12-year-old kid crying, going, is this all there is to life? You live, you die. She was so alive yesterday, or 2 days ago, she's dead.
It takes a moment to go from is to was.
Yeah, and my brother, who's like 8 years older than me, walked up behind me. I'm standing there crying, looking in a hole, and he hit me behind the head, you know, like a loving brother would a wicked, you ever have an older brother. Come on, idiot, let's go.
Yeah.
He didn't care. He was dead. Nothing meant anything to him. He was already drinking and partying.
Sure.
And so that changed me spiritually. And then I lived a pretty much a normal teenage life in this culture. A lot of drinking, carousing, partying. The only thing
Where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in northern Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then the only thing I didn't really do was hard drugs and homosexuality. Everything else I pretty much practiced or tried.
Yeah.
And when I was 18, somebody told me about Jesus Christ and invited me to a false religious body. And so I had an semblance of who Jesus was. Before that time, the only thing I knew about Jesus was my father using his name in vain about 50 times a day.
Yeah.
And so from 12, I was searching for truth. Nobody had any answers for me. When I was 18, I heard about God sending his messenger, Christ, for people to give us an answer. And I'm like, that makes sense to me. God didn't create this beauty. I growing up as a kid, I hunted, I fished. I loved nature and I loved his creation. I never bought into the evolution, new ageism. I knew God created everything. But I'm like, God, why didn't you talk to us? Why didn't you tell us something? So I heard an semblance of who Jesus was, but it was not the biblical gospel. Here you go, ready? And you'll hear me preach this today. It did not call me out of the world. Sure. It did not call me out of my sin. It did not call me out of false man-made religion. It just told me about a Jesus who died for me. And if you believe in him, he'll cleanse you and you can go to heaven one day. But then all the people I was looking at lived just like the world around me.
Sure.
And I said,
well, that's because we have spiritual defective DNA.
Well, yeah. And I said, that didn't seem like the truth to me. And the pastor at then, I was 18, treated me wickedly and was a hypocrite. And I said, done.
Yeah.
And I judged God wrongly. I did. And I said, I'm done. And I went back into the world. And I had a lot of Bible knowledge at that time, but I was not born again.
That's still at 18?
18. I confessed Jesus. And I knew he was Lord, but I didn't know enough in my immaturity to go to the scriptures and start studying and conforming my life. So then about 5 years later, after I got married, I had kids. About 5 years later, I had small kids. I said, I'm going to go back and try to seek God. Well, I made the mistake, and I went back to the evangelical world. And I met another hypocritical pastor. I met more hypocritical people that were like me. Ready? I was going to church on Sunday saying I love Jesus. Holiness, yeah. Repentance, yeah. But we're all living in the world watching football, drinking, being worldly, being carnal. And so I once again, at age 25, gained a lot more Bible knowledge, still was not born again, loved my sin too much, wanted to stay in the world.
Once you get into sin.
And so, yeah, so, and no one called me out of it. So 20 years later, I'm 45 years old after I've lived in the world, gone out in the business world. I'm 45 years old. I'm working for a company as a salesman, making great money. I said, I'm done, Lord. I said, I knew about you at 18. I didn't know enough. No one discipled me. My fault, my bad for not going to the word. I said, I'm done. I said, I'm going to follow you with all my heart, no matter what it takes. Came home and told my wife, I'm going to follow Jesus. She said, what do you mean? She grew up a Lutheran her whole life. She said, what do you mean? I believe in God. I said, it's not enough to believe in God. And she will tell you, she was a feminist, worldly woman that wouldn't listen to me about that type of thing. I looked at her and I said, you must be born again. I believe I just became born again. She's like, what are you talking about? I said, go read it in the scriptures. You must be born again. Well, she went away. She went into the scriptures. About a week later, she came back angry at me. Not even a week. I think it was, she'll tell you that as soon as she heard you got to be born again, lights went on and she said, I got to seek this out. She came back days later and she's angry at me, righteously. And I said, why are you angry? She said, you knew all this, didn't you? And I said, I did. She said, you knew if we died and we weren't born again and we weren't serving Christ and we weren't walking in holiness that we were going to lose our souls. I said, I did know that. I said, I hid from it. I ran from it. I used the hypocrisy of the church to hide from it. I used my love of my sin. I was no better than them to hide from it. I said, but she said, why didn't you tell me? I said, how could I tell you that while I'm living in my sin? Like telling you to quit smoking while I'm smoking.
Yeah.
So basically we were both born again within a week of each other. And that was 15 years ago. And we went into the scriptures, not man-made religion, not traditions of men. And God, see, a lot of people have a testimony like this. So I was in the church, but I wasn't born again. I came back. I was in the church. I wasn't born again. A lot of people have a testimony. They say they're born again and they are in the evangelical church and they stay there.
Sure.
And they never go like this in truth. Our testimony to the glory of God is we went like this in truth, and we never went back into false religion, man-made ways. So we began to learn and study that Christmas, Easter were not of God. We began to learn that a worldly life is not of God. Jesus said, come out of the world. We began to learn what worship is. This is not biblical worship. This is fleshly entertainment.
I would say this is entertainment.
This is entertainment. Thank you.
But at the same time,
yeah,
you know, being entertainment, I mean, every person has their own...
But the Bible gives us the standard. So
right?
The Bible gives us the standard. So long story short, because I'm going to go to preaching here. Long story short, we gave up our lives. We surrendered everything. We sold everything. We fund ourselves. I worked my whole life. We travel the country now. We live in a camper van, and we travel the country and preach at events, in the streets, go to religious places, fund ourselves, don't take money. But I have to warn you about this. If you belong to this and you belong to a church system, I don't care if it's Roman Catholic.
I belong to Jesus. That's
it. But it doesn't matter. You don't go to a church anywhere?
I follow different preachers.
Okay.
Read my Bible.
Yeah,
but
here's the thing. You got to repent and come out of the world. You got to how you act, talk, dress, live. Everything must conform to the word of God. Otherwise, you're living in willful sin. And you'll hear me preach, willful sin, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. We're not saved by works. We're saved by the blood of Jesus, but it's not faith alone, grace alone. That's a lie.
Yeah.
A lot of people yesterday, we were here preaching, telling me faith alone, grace alone. I said, not one Bible verse says you're saved by faith alone, grace alone. You're saved by faith through grace that moves you to action. Like I married my wife, which moved me to action. I'm faithful to her and I don't beat her and I don't cheat on her.
Yeah.
What if you found out I beat my wife and cheat on her?
Well, that's
would that void my idea that I'm a good godly husband?
Sure.
Oh, thank you.
But I mean, that goes back to the whole thing of like, Adam and Eve. Eve took the bite of the apple. That's
right.
Where sin started.
Exactly. You know? Pride.
You know what I mean?
Pride was the first sin. And so pride is ruling the religious bodies today. So you'll hear me preach a lot. And if you want to come back later and talk after the crowd leaves, I'll talk more if you want to share more, if you have any questions. But now I teach at my website and I travel and I street preach. I got thousands of resources. Don't want your money. We do it for free. Jesus said freely was given.
Yeah.
That's another reason why this is wrong.
Jesus got to spend it as entertainment.
Yep. You know? Jesus made a whip. It's in God's name though. Jesus made a whip for the selling and the money taking at his temple. Today the temple is the people of God.
Sure.
So test yourself to that gospel, that website. Thank you for coming over to ask.
For sure. I appreciate
you. Yep.
Man.
And let me know if I could ever help you in the faith.
Yeah.
Repent and come out of this world and false churchianity.
Yeah.